Hey friends, welcome back to another edition of the MMA Show. I am really excited because I have my good friend Clay Clark joining us today on this episode, because honestly, I don't think very much of the population knows what's going on. So this is going to be a tool that you can use when you go ahead and talk to your credit unions or your small banks and say, this is why we don't want the central bank digital currency. So use this as a tool. Let us do the heavy lifting for you. Give them the evidence to show what the CBDC is going to do so you can stop the CBDC and do something proactive. Just because someone has a plan to make this reality doesn't mean it has to be reality. There's more of us than there are of them. So Clay Clark's joining us today to talk about the central bank digital currency and the BRICS nation, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They want to de-dollarize the world. They want to kick our dollar from the reserve currency. So that's on today's episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. I'd appreciate that. Always check the links below. I have partnered with businesses to help save you money. Now, if you want some delicious cheesecake, so if you're looking for amazing cheesecake, go to belovedcheesecakes.com and use promo code Amber, and you will get amazing cheesecake delivered right to your door at a discount. So join me on Telegram. I'm Amber May, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and I just joined Clout Hub, so join me there. And right now is Clay Clark. So excited to have Clay Clark back joining us on the Amber May Show. So glad you carved out time today. I'm so excited to have you.
Hey, thank you. I apologize. I'm not a more impressive. I can just tell folks I'm very organized and aggressive, and hopefully we can drop some knowledge bombs today that you did not know, folks, because this information we're going to talk about on today's show, it's all easily findable, but the mainstream media tries not to ever talk about these issues facing our nation.
Right. And feel free to screen share, because I know you always have amazing video clips. So please feel free to screen share. Now, what are we talking about today? Are we talking about CBDC? World Economic Forum?
Talking about the CBDCs. And I want to pull up a couple clips here. I think you have the child protective lock on that keeps me from being able to share screen.
You're right. Sorry.
I think it's a safe move, though. I think it's a good move to do that with me.
There you go.
Okay, so I'm going to pull this up here. And again, just housekeeping notes here, folks. August 25th and 26th, we are taking the Reawaken America Tour into Las Vegas, Nevada. And I just want people to know this. The mainstream media and, people that don't like us would like you to believe that this event is going to be outside and you're going to die from heat exhaustion to attend. There was no venue, no church, no hotel willing to allow us to host the event itself. There. Now, the Trump International allowed people to stay there, but they don't have a big enough banquet room for the 5,000 guests. But this right here, this building on the right, you can see it right now. I'm moving my cursor over it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the building will look like. Okay. So this was the last time that this particular building was constructed. This is what it will look like inside.
Okay.
And another look at the building here. This is what we're building right now. And as of right now, I'm $183,000 in the hole so far on this particular event. It cost over $600,000 to build this climate controlled indoor facility. But it's the only way we could pull it off, because every venue was saying no. All the churches, all the venues that said they would be happy to host us, they all said, it's a reputational risk. We just can't do it. And so that's where we're at right now. So that's August 25th and 26th. And if you want to snag those last 83 tickets, just go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. Now let me hit play here, folks. Watch this. Here we go.
What it means to me is that if they create this currency backed by gold, Robert, this will be the largest transfer of wealth between nations you will ever see in the history of money.
Now, this is Kevin Demerit, who is the founder of Lear Capital, they're a gold precious metals company. You might say, well, he obviously is, you know, a big bias towards gold and silver. And I think that's a fair thing to say. So let's flip over here to Joe Rogan. I want to ask this, Amber, what are your thoughts on Joe Rogan? Some people are critical of Joe. I believe that Joe's been doing a good job of waking up a group of people. I think that he was very left/left center. I think he was like a libertarian that was left. And I feel like as he has sought the truth, he's bringing his audience with him across that line. That's what I think.
COVID was a big eye opening for him because he got COVID and then he had the treatments of COVID and then he couldn't understand why the government was forbidding COVID protocols, the things that we were talking about, you know, he couldn't understand why the government was forbidding people from getting that. And so, I totally agree with you. I think it's actually done us a lot of good having his audience come to our side.
Now, this is Joe sitting down with Ice Cube to do an interview. Folks, watch what he says here.
And they want to get everybody on a social credit score system. They're probably connected to some sort of a vaccine app. Or if you want to travel around, all they would need is another pandemic to try to push that through. And they're already talking about that. It's very spooky. Because when you look into the history of this lab and them funding it and this getting out and the way they responded to it, the whole thing is so scary because it was effective. It was effective and very, very financially effective. They made a lot of
money. Yeah.
And if they could do something similar again and then clamp down more on people, that's what scares me.
And we talked about this on a show.
Currency. That's what they have in China.
You and I talked about this on the show because I talked about the smart cities on your show and they started the COVID passport back then. And that was going to be the forerunner of this, what is now going to be the CBDC. And they're going to need something like that, some type of passport to let you in and out and see what you can buy or sell. And, you know, Whole Foods are doing it right now. You just, I assume it's Wallet More. You just slide your hand over the machine and boom, you pay for your groceries. So it's already starting. And what he said just now is the key. It's just going to be more control.
Well, you know, the thing is, when you look at the things that are going on, someone says, I don't like that. I'm not saying I'm advocating this. I'm just saying that it's happening. So if you go to Google right now and you type in quantum dot, if you do a search for quantum dot, and you just look up MIT quantum dot, I encourage everyone to do it. You just look up quantum dot, then you start to say, wow. This is technology that stores your medical and financial records under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, what? So then you type in MIT CBDCs and you start to see, wow, MIT is in fact developing the central bank digital currencies. And then you go, well, what kind of a person, like what kind of a Satan worshiper would invent technology that could work like the mark of the beast? And you go, Satan worshiper. So you go, you know, I mean, what kind of a person would invest this kind of money in this lab? Well, Epstein, the world's most prolific pedophile, and Bill Gates, they teamed up together to fund the MIT lab that brought us central bank digital currencies and the quantum dot. Now, Epstein, this might be old news for some, it might be new news for others, but Epstein had a temple on his island. And why did Epstein have a temple on his island? He had a temple on his island because he was praying to Satan. And only a devout Luciferian would take the time needed to put a temple on their island. I mean, think about the cost of getting these supplies to the island. I mean, he was a committed Luciferian. And you say, well, what about Bill Gates? Well, Bill Gates has a spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramovich. And this is a person who is a witch. And her name is Marina Abramovich. And she is a witch. She's a spirit cooker. And she openly talks about spirit cooking. She writes about spirit cooking. She teaches how to do spirit cooking. And that is basically a form of Satan worshiping. And so that is what's going on right now. This is what's happening. And that's the kind of people that were funding the MIT lab. So we go back to the video clip here, folks. Watch this.
Where is the people that's doing the right thing?
Yeah.
You know, where they at?
I mean, COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner.
So now someone might say, how are they going to get that under our skin? Well, they're going to get that under our skin by coming up with some sort of justification, some sort of emergency called COVID-19 to put that technology under our skin. So I want people to see their ultimate agenda. This is Dr. Morgan, Charles Morgan. Many of you first heard about this guy from Dr. Morgan. Many of you first heard about him from Karen Kingston. Many of you heard her research. Some of you heard about him through maybe Alex Jones or the Reese Report. But watch what he says here, Dr. Morgan. Charles Morgan.
Dr. Charles Morgan, former CIA and consultant for the U.S. military on neurological sciences.
I couldn't find any scarier music. Here we go.
Spoke to cadets at West Point in 2018 about the current state of technology. He briefed the cadets on experiments from 2013 where humans were given neural implants that allowed them to control prosthetic arms with their thoughts. Experiments where one person can control another person's hands by just wearing an EEG cap.
The person on the receiving end described the sensation as rather odd, said I didn't know anything until I saw my hand beginning to move. But the really fun part was that you're taking over somebody else's physical body with the mind of another human.
If you could possibly go wrong with that?
A good two-way communication system directly between brains and computers, it also means you can connect several brains together to create an inter-brain net with a because it's the same system, the same communication system. And nobody has any idea what this means for things like identity. Who am I when I can access directly the brain of another person?
So what do you think would be the next step?
Experiments where information is transmitted from one mind to another.
What?
And experiments where memories are erased.
What?
Dr. Morgan admits they have the technology to target an individual person.
But you can engineer anything.
Okay.
You can engineer a unique thing.
Okay. So you kind of see the agenda. And I always try to give people a biblical look at this, because your head will explode. So we're going to do is we're going to go to Revelation in the Bible. Okay. We're going to type in Revelation. And we're going to say, they shall all be of one mind. Well, this technology could connect all the brains together. That'd be Revelation chapter 17, verse 13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Now, you might say, is Yuval Noah Harari in the Bible? Because I think he's in the Bible? Because I feel like he's in the Bible. I think this is some biblical nefariousness here. I think this is like some next level stuff. And I would say, well, let's look up Euphrates, Revelation chapter 16, because the Euphrates River is drying up. And it says, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, that the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Now, for anybody out there who's hasn't looked at a map recently, I get it. Some people went to public school where they don't talk about these things. Seriously, they don't.
Did you see the clip where a Miss South Carolina was asked about literacy and she talks about or geography? And she says that we just need to send a lot of maps to South Africa. Did you see that clip?
No.
Hilarious.
It's a real thing, though. And so look here. This is right here, folks. Just so we're very clear, this is Israel. Okay. So the kings of the east, that would be the kings that would be east of Israel. Okay. And the Euphrates, the Tigris and Euphrates River are right here. Okay. So let's look at this. So let's kind of get into it. Okay. So you say, where's the Tigris and Euphrates River? I'm just going to try to give you a little bit of a geography. I think a lot of people who don't know this, they might fall on deaf ears here. So let me make sure there's no bad students. There's just bad teachers. Okay. So let's look at it again here. So the Tigris and Euphrates, okay, where are they located? Well, in the middle of the Tigris and Euphrates, there's this area called the Mesopotamia. It's like the birthplace of civilization. Right. So you can see the Tigris and Euphrates River, okay? And right there, they flow right here into the Persian Gulf. They flow into the Persian Gulf. So we need to go back here, and we type in Israel, and we look up Israel, and we look at the map again, and we look at it with a fresh set of eyes because we're trying to understand the geography and the Bible and how it all fits together. Okay, so now we look here and we say, where's the Persian Gulf? Okay, I get it now. So the Tigris and Euphrates fall into that. So who are the kings of the east? Well, India and China and Russia are east. And they're all teaming up together to introduce what?
The BRICS currency.
Currency, yeah. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That's the BRICS currency. So again, so then the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river, what? The Euphrates, that the water thereof was dried up. Well, the Euphrates River is dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Oh, whoa, where's Yuval Noah Harari? Almost there. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. Folks, the dragon is China. China's the dragon. That's the logo of China, okay? And out of the mouth of the beast, what now? And out of the mouth of the false prophet. Well, you've all know Harari, praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. And he is referred to as what? The prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And for they have the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. So I believe that you're beginning to see Yuval Noah Harari make a strong case as to why he wants to be the Antichrist prophet.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. I'm doing this video because I get a lot of inbox messages, Facebook, on Twitter, and even on Gap and everything, just people asking me what to do about COVID long symptoms and also those that are vax injured. So we made a few products. One of them is COVID Light. COVID Light is an electrolyte. It has all the vitamins and minerals that you need. On top of that, it has things like elderberry. It has pomegranate. It has resveratrol. It has a CoQ10, black cumin. It has a lot of antioxidants and minerals and that can help you to detox. And also have COVID cleanse that was actually created for that. Yes, milk tea. So these things will help you detox and also help you to deal with the inflammation that comes with this. For those that are having COVID long symptoms, we recommend this. Do the 4-day detox and take COVID light. We've seen a tremendous success with that. For those that are having a vax injury, we include all three of these COVID lights, and then we also tell them, do a telemedicine appointment, get some ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and take it before you start the products. So we've seen a lot of success with all this. So go on our website, drstellamd.com, use the promo code right here. You don't need to deal with COVID long symptoms. We can help you with vax injury to be able to help deal with the spike protein disease that is going on. Anyway, God bless you, and go on our website, drstellamd.com. Like I say, use this promo code right here on the screen and you'll get a discount. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, this is Kash Patel and you're watching The Amber May Show.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20, maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Now, for anybody out there that doesn't understand the Bible and how that works, you have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's the Trinity. Then you have Satan's reversal of that. Okay, so you got Satan, the Antichrist prophet, and the Antichrist. So that's what's going on here. Now, you might say, yeah, but where's the mark of the beast? Okay, let's do it. Okay, let's hit play. Here we go.
And it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And he was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
They started their CBDC. Gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
The BRICS group is set to introduce a new currency backed by gold, in contrast to the credit-backed US dollar, with countries lining up to join the growing initiative.
And I don't know that most people know that this is actually happening. And you might say, well, where does it talk about where you can't buy or sell unless you put something under your skin in the Bible? Because a lot of people go to churches and they assume that the pastors at the churches are going to read the Bible and teach it to them.
Mm-hmm.
We need to read the Bible.
Right.
And pastors, their job is to break it down, to get us in the Word, to get us excited about it, to get us motivated, to teach people, to educate people, to mentor people, to exhort people. But their job is not to read the Bible in our place. So right. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 says, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Here's the wisdom. "Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So you can see now the Bible is unfolding in front of us right now. We're seeing it. And this new currency, if you're not aware of how this works, okay, this is Gilbert Verdean, and he's the CEO. By the way, the company's called Quant.network. And, he's now talking about changing the nature of money. Here we go.
"Current form of money that we have today is obsolete. We've been using the same system for centuries. What we need is a new form of money that is fit for the future. Blockchain allows us to have smart money. Smart money allows us to program new types of logic, new types of functionality into money to do things that is really fit for purpose for the 21st century.
Basically, they can turn on or off your money based upon your adherence to the network. They're wanting to introduce this thing called non-binary money, folks.
So money is evolving from a very binary thing, which is where it is today, to a very complicated, intelligent form of money, which we call smart money.
This is a real thing.
The financial system will become so complicated as AI takes over more and more of the action, that no, it will be just too complicated for the human mind. So how does a system function when nobody, no human really understands it? The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
You know, we're shaping Wall Street, you know, simply put. So we've done the opposite. So instead of going door to door, we've gone and partnered with a traditional exchange. So AX Trading already has 800 institutional traders. This is all of Wall Street, you know, and they've got, connectivity to Euroclear here in Europe. So if you think about it. This is the whole financial capital markets structure.
I think Wall Street are even aware of just how big.
Yes, they have now that they see the potential, and they're all in.
We don't have to guess the date. I can tell you the date. It's August 22nd, 2023, about 2 months from where we are now. It's a BRICS summit. It's in Durban, South Africa. The BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. So that's what the BRICS are. And they have a rotating presidency. So South Africa is the president. Ramaphosa is the president of the BRICS this year. And he's hosting the summit in Durban, South Africa. So people go, BRICS have been around forever. They've been meeting, yakking, whatever, who cares? Well, here's what's different. Number one, this is a leaders summit, meaning Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, Lula da Silva, Prime Minister Modi, and President Ramaphosa are all going to be there in person. But they have 190 BRICS meetings a year. I mean, this is a very mature organization at this point.
Amber. I mean, what percentage of people do you think that know that this is happening?
Maybe less than 10%, because nobody's really talking about it in mainstream media the way you're describing it. They might brush over, and then people aren't catching on to what they're really saying. And what they're really saying is they're trying to dethrone the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. And how does that affect you and I? Well, if we're not the reserve currency of the world, our dollar could take a plummet and become nothing. I mean, that's a possibility, that it becomes absolutely nothing. And that's why, you know, buying gold and silver is so important, because if the BRICS nation is able to de-dollarize or as the world currency, having something tangible is so smart, because then you'd have something of value that you could trade in for food or gas or whatever, pay your bills. And it's so smart because they're, look at what they're doing. They're buying precious metals to back their currency because one, it's a new currency. So people aren't going to trust it as much unless it's backed by a metal.
And I would just tell you, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I want to give everybody four action steps today that I believe are vitally important steps for you to take today. First is if you want to just know what's going on, we have a button here called CBDCs. And you can click here and you go, okay, what do I do now? And everything we talked about on today's show, it's all cited. There's endless video clips. So it's just sort of like a cornucopia, a plethora of clips about the CBDC so you can learn it all. Also, you can learn about X.com and what Elon Musk is trying to do by recreating a WeChat. If you want to learn about Twitter, you want to learn about Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, their origins, who is Fauci, who's Marina Abramovich, what's going on with the celebrities right now, what was going on with JFK and all of his executive orders? What's going on with weather modification, the United Nations, Great Reset? It's all right there.
It's all tied together, too. All of that. I just want to make that clear on the show that all of this is tied together.
It is.
The CBDC, the environmental, social governance, it's all tied together. And we're going to all get a score, and that's going to determine who gets what. On top of... They want to have us all on a universal income so that we'll all be poor together. I mean, correct. It's all a thing.
Correct. And if you're out there today and you want to learn more about this, again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. Second thing is if you're looking to attend the in-person Thrive Time show, sponsored or hosted Reawaken America tour, all you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you go here. We have just under 85 tickets. We have 83 tickets remaining now for the Las Vegas Reawaken America tour. And these events are going to be epic. I would say that this particular event, now you have Roseanne that's joining us. We have Don Jr. You have Kimberly Guilfoyle that's joining us. You now have Cash Patel, Eric Trump, Don Jr., as I mentioned, Laura Trump, General Flynn. You had Dr. Stella Emanuel,
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, Wayne Allen Root. You have Roger Stone, Devin Nunes, Sean Foyt, Mel
General Flynn.
General Flynn, Simone Gold, Jim Brewer, Mickey Willis. I mean, it just continues to build the momentum of this, of the truth tellers. And what I try to do is I try to make sure that 10% of the speakers every time are people maybe that you haven't heard yet, but you need to. Mm-hmm. And so I always bring in different voices where you can connect, but it's a great place to meet thousands of patriots that are sharing the same worldview that just want to save this country. So again, you go to timetofreeamerica.com. And for a little bit faster service, you can text in the number. That's timetofreeamerica.com. You can text in the number 918-85-10-102. That's a little bit more bilingually sensitive. 918-85-10 and 0102. You can text in there to request those tickets. You can name your price. So I want people to understand this. The reason why this particular event, I'm down so far $128,000 on this event, is because we're going to put on these events and we're going to make it affordable for everybody. And so I always tell people, you know, if you can afford to buy a regular price ticket, do it. But if you need a scholarship, that's fine. I just want to brag on a wonderful listener today. She has been following us since the very, very, very beginning. Wow. And she called in today and she says to me, hey, I went to the event in Tulsa and I really love what you guys are doing. I cannot make it to the Las Vegas event. I can't make it because of ABC 123. But I would like to go ahead, if I could, and buy $1,000 or two VIPs. And then the first person that calls you who you feel like is in need, will you upgrade them for me to a VIP ticket? Could you do that for me? And I said, oh, absolutely. And we have people like that out there. So although I'm, you know, being sued for defamation by a person who I'm not kidding, the deposition of the person suing me right now, the person suing me, and I'm mentioning this, you can go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can learn about this. But, you know, I believe in election integrity is critical. And the person suing me is saying I'm defaming them. Yet the person suing me during their own deposition under sworn oath admitted that everything that they're being accused of is true. It is real. Mm-hmm. The person suing me is saying, yes, I did cocaine. Yes, I did heroin. Yes. Yes, it is true. I did have a divorce caused by multiple DUIs. Yes, I had a bankruptcy caused by DUIs. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I did post statements that would appear to be pro-Antifa, but it was satire. Yes, I did post out a song called Slaughter the Pigs, but I thought it was literal. I didn't know it was about killing cops. I did post out things online attacking the Trump supporters for loving this country. Yes, I did put out a song advocating for death to the USA, but you got to understand, you can't defame me. Mm-mm. What? I mean, that's where we're at. And so I have spent over $1 million in legal fees thus far. And thankfully, we had great patrons that have donated up to already $116,662. So if you're out there today and you can support in any way, shape, or form, you can just go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can click there on the button to support the lawsuit. It would mean the world to my wife and I if you can do that. If you can't, I get it as well. And then finally, folks, share today's show with as many people as possible. I really do believe that Amber May does a great job. If you haven't checked out the show that she did with Tanya Joy on the Tate brothers, the level of detail and research that you guys did for that show was next level. And that's not to say that's the only show you do that for, but you really do put a lot of research and prep work into your shows. So I encourage you folks, listen to the Amber May show. Make sure you subscribe, you sign up, that you do whatever you have to do so you never miss a broadcast, because I really do believe that Amber May is one of these people that is kind of at the tip of the spear when it comes to the future of broadcasting, when people begin to care more about the content than the glitz and the glamour of these heavily produced shows. What she's doing is, rather than hiding behind a heavily produced show to hide the fact that there's no actual facts being conveyed, Amber is the other way. She's sharing the facts. She's putting in the research, and she believes that you out there folks have the attention span and the desire to learn the truth, that you don't need all the fancy overlays and all these sorts of things they do to try to get your attention there, folks. So I just encourage you, check out the Amber May Show. And Amber, I really do appreciate you.
No, thank you, Clay. I appreciate you. And I would like all my listeners and viewers, please go support Clay. He has been one of the most generous men I've ever met, very kind. So please go and help him support him with that lawsuit. So thank you so much for your time today. And I can't wait to see everyone in Las Vegas.
All right. You take care. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
So there are some action steps I want to share with you that I have been doing personally to fight the CBDC. One thing that I've been doing is I move my stuff, my accounts from the big major banks to a credit union. In the credit union, I am a member. That means I have voting rights. And so I have more say in what happens in the credit union. So I moved my money from the big banks to the credit union. And then I started talking to them and saying, hey, are you guys getting involved with the FedNow program? Because that's with the central bankers. And the central bankers aren't part of the government. The central bank digital currency, the Federal Reserve, is a private bank. Most people don't realize that the Federal Reserve is a private bank. So the Federal Reserve is our central bankers, okay? And they are creating this digital money. And you know what? They're run by people that are unelected. Unelected regular people who have billions of dollars to control your life and to control mine. This is why we can stop it now. So a couple things. Reach out to your state legislators and tell them that you want a bill this session, this coming session, to ban CBDCs in your state. There's already a few states that have already done this and passed legislation. So that's action step number one. Action step number two is moving your money out of the big banks into a smaller bank credit union. Action step number three is telling your small bank, hey, you don't want to be involved with the central bank digital currency because you don't want Big Brother to control every aspect of your money. We do this, we move together as one, then we can defeat the central bank digital currency. Do you really want Big Brother knowing everything about what you did? Now look at what happened in Canada. They had the trucker convoy in Canada, and Trudeau and a lot of people, they had a GoFundMe account, right? And GoFundMe and Trudeau did not want that money going to the trucker convoy. So they were going to steal all that money that people had given through GoFundMe to fund the protesters, the peaceful protesters in Canada. If they can do it for that, imagine how much easier it's going to be to take your money, cut you off financially, tell you where you can go, what you can't do. It's going to be so much easier when it's under your skin and they can control every aspect of your of your world, your health, your finances, everything. There'll be no escaping Big Brother. And you're thinking, well, I don't do anything bad. I don't have to worry about it. Well, what happens if there's something the government does that you are against and you want to protest? You don't have to be a bad person. You just have to be someone who is going to violate the your they're violating your First Amendment right, the right to address your government for a redress of grievances, and they and the freedom of speech, and they want they could cut off your funds, just cut off your funds just like that. So you don't have to be a bad person. You don't have to be against the media, but you, the government, but you don't know what they're going to do down the line that will upset you. And by you speaking out against them, they could just shut you off just like that. COVID passport was just the groundwork for all of this. And it's already happening in China. And I just told you about Whole Foods and Amazon. They're having this program. I can't remember what it's called now. But they have a program where you can put a chip under your skin and purchase everything that way. So just some things to think about. And I hope you will go to timetofreeamerica.com and go get your tickets to the Reawaken Tour. I hope you'll do that. And please support my friend Clay. He's been so wonderful to me personally, and I've seen his generosity with other people. So if you could find $10, $20, $100 out of your pocket to help him, I've donated. I would hope that you would too. Well, anyways, go to timetofreeamerica.com, get your tickets. You can name your price, and then take those action steps. And this is how we fight against the central bank digital currency.
Hey, this is Dr. John Diamond from America Unhinged. You are watching The Amber May Show.
We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you can support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.